Mad Mars Notebook for August 17th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2016. Or is it the 18th? Yeah, it is the 18th. Okay. So anyway, looks like I can't even remember what the day is today. I know I've had some bad sleep lately. I use a CPAP machine because I have severe apnea. And lately, I noticed a little tear in the mask that's been letting air escape when I sleep. So I'm figuring I'm not getting as good sleep as I usually do because a CPAP machine's going bad, or at least the mask is going bad. And I already ordered a replacement, and it's supposed to arrive in 7 to 10 working days. So just hoping it comes in before Dragon Con, because I got to pack that in my bag for Dragon Con. Work was pretty uneventful today. More of the same for the usual design stuff. So I was listening to the Mad at Dad's episode, the one that had Amy Bowen as a guest, and I remember a couple of questions. I think I remember some questions that were in there that I wanted to respond to. So who was it that said it's going to be their first time at Dragon Con? Yeah, there's a lot of cosplay at Dragon Con, some very high-end cosplay for even for amateur work or even some semi-professional work. Yeah, it really stands out. I know other cosplayers have generally regarded Dragon Con as kind of if not the top, very close to the top for non-commercial cosplay work. I think there's probably a couple of places that could probably top it, one being Broadway in New York for Halloween, and from what I've heard. And I don't know exactly how well San Diego Comic-Con rates, but from the cosplay pictures I've seen there, they can also stand toe-to-toe with Dragon Con. It's just that Dragon Con has more of it, yeah, per capita, if you will. Yeah, when you go into the Marriott on any of the evenings, you're going to see the area, there one grouping at the top of the escalators where pretty much everyone who wants to be seen and photographed goes there. And they have some very elaborate costumes, some very nice costumes there. I'll probably end up doing another slideshow with some cosplay highlights from the past year or five before I fly out. I know I'm going to have to pre-record a bunch of episodes for when I travel. And anyway, what else was there? Oh yeah, now I remember. I was going to wonder how Dave Slusher, I understand he went to Dragon Con way back when, before it got really popular. I kind of wonder how he's going to react to it now that it's gotten very big and is probably too big for its venue these days, realistically speaking. It's probably going to be a shock, but I want to see what his reaction is when he goes in there, even on Friday night. Hopefully even Thursday night won't be too crazy, but Saturday is awful. It's just a mess, you know, fire code nightmare, more or less. Oh, and one last thing. I was watching Film Riot this past couple of days, and they featured a short film by the same guys that made Stranger Things, that show that's on Netflix that everybody seems to be talking about. This short film's called Eater. It was made in 2007 and posted on Vimeo. I'll probably put a link in show notes or something. But if you want to go there, there's a bit.ly link that Film Riot had that might be easier to find. So if you go to bit.ly/eaterfilm, and eaterfilm is spelled in all caps. If you try it in lowercase, it won't work. That'll go to the Vimeo site. And after watching that, I kind of see how they probably got their gig to do Stranger Things. It has the same kind of creepy feel to it that Stranger Things has. Lots of suspense, lots of buildup, and they, not a spoiler, but they do kind of hide the monster. And yeah, it's kind of interesting to see what creators, you know, going from, I guess, a humble beginning, just posting their work on the internet just to get their name out there so that they can get bigger gigs, finally making it to the big leagues like Netflix is nowadays. So if you're on the fence about whether you should see Stranger Things, you can go see Eater and get a real good feel for how the production value of Stranger Things is going to be, because it's a very high quality short film. All right, so until then, I'll talk to you tomorrow.